North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Friday, March 15th. The Lives Behind the Labels is a new interactive exhibit and documentary showing at the Museum of Northern California Art. It focuses on the people some call homeless. Christine McShane, the exhibit's creator, says her work isn't about pointing fingers at who's to blame for homelessness. Instead, it asks residents to imagine a different way of thinking about the situation.
There's a lot of divisiveness, and a lot of it's coming from the comfort of a couch and a judgment and a label. And there, I've made my decision, and there it is. I just want them to think a little bit differently, maybe.
The exhibit opened last week and will remain open through this Sunday during MONCA's normal business hours. And you can hear more about this exhibit and documentary in a longer conversation with McShane coming up later in headlines. Stay tuned. For now, preliminary tallies for Shasta County's primary election continue to be updated. Annalise Pierce is the managing director of nonprofit news outlet Shasta Scout. She says the county switch to a new voting system has slowed the counting process.
That's really kind of making us all hang on the edge of our seats, especially when it comes to the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry. The votes to keep him in office are now just 39 votes ahead of votes opposing him staying in office.
Supervisor Cry was one of the supervisors who pushed for the county to cancel its contract with Dominion Voting Systems last year. This decision was a factor in why some residents moved to recall Cry in the first place. The board eventually moved to contract with Hart InterCivic for the equipment needed to conduct elections. Updated tallies are expected to be released by the Registrar of Voters later this afternoon. And some road signs are now up in parts of Paradise, telling drivers which evacuation zone they're leaving or entering. That's a project the Paradise Town Council approved last year. The council received an update on the progress at its meeting this week. Mayor Ron Lassond says the new signs will help people quickly know if they're in an area under an evacuation order.
And the rationale behind that, folks, is say you're at Save Mart. What zone is that when you're shopping and you hear that alarm going off? I wouldn't know. I mean, I'm supposed to know, and I don't sometimes.
All signs should be complete in a few days. The town council is also working on other projects to improve wildfire resiliency. At Tuesday's meeting, it voted to hire 3 full-time staff to reduce hazardous fuels in the area. And it adopted a new safety element, a set of recommendations that bring the town up to statewide and regional wildfire and climate adaptation standards. Also at Tuesday's Paradise Town Council meeting, staff reported on the town's new early warning system. Recovery and Economic Development Director Colette Curtis reported that all 21 towers in Paradise's early warning siren system are now standing and operational. Some aesthetic elements and traffic cameras still need to be installed. The siren system will officially be in use starting June after a training and official handoff to emergency management officials. Also, last week, NSPR aired a story that falsely reported the purpose and size of the youth group Swanza Advocates, or Southwest Asian, North African, and South Asian Advocates. Our story falsely labeled it a political group with 10 members. In fact, Swanza Advocates is mainly a cultural group and has over 40 members. We regret this error. And finally, some say art is a universal language, and one artist in Chico hopes people will take a moment to listen to hers. Christine McShane is the co-creator of a new interactive exhibit and documentary at the Museum of Northern California Art called The Lives Behind the Labels. Her work features the stories of unhoused people in the North State and the assumptions often made about them. McShane spoke with NSPR about her work.
Homelessness in Chico right now is the hot topic. You know, it really is, and not just in Chico, obviously. I just felt that we were focusing on the wrong thing. We treat cancer and the cancer patient separately. We really want a solution to cancer. So we throw money at it. We do everything and compassionate. It doesn't matter how the cancer patient got cancer. We just help them. And I'm not saying that they're exactly the same, but in a way, there's a similarity that homelessness is a massive problem, but somehow we've just tossed all the homeless people into the problem itself and call it all the same thing. And we treat them as though you made this happen, you did this, you did this. The political divide, the polarity divide has become so normalized and very much a part of our life and actually very loud in our society. And I felt personally, and I think a lot of other people did, that it was kind of stalling any real resolution to problems. And I thought, how would you get people back in that middle area where things actually change and happen?
Why this medium?
So I didn't want this to be a heavy-handed, I wanted people to come in the door, you know, and they're not. If they already think or assume or label the exhibit as being this really hard-hitting thing, it's not. It's light. There are places that you can play with games that have fun things, and all of it was just to invite that there's possibly another thought or another idea or another way of thinking about it.
What are some of your favorite parts of this exhibit, or what are some of the parts that strike a chord with you?
Probably the most are the stories. So in the exhibit, when you come in, we'll have their all the portraits up on one wall, and on the other wall are their stories. And we have a little form that you can try to guess who belongs to which story.
Mm.
Yeah, it is puzzling. And that just says, you know, yes, you're going to make assumptions. That's what we have to do. But if you're open, you don't have to be right. I've just noticed when people are coming into the exhibit, they really stop and stay with those stories. When you look at these people's lives and you think, wow, you know, I don't know if I could have done any better, you know.
What are you hoping patrons will learn from the exhibit, from this art?
I think it's to stop disconnecting ourselves from the bigger story, all of these little stories that we're following in this exhibit and in the documentary. They're all very much part of our community, and they're just they'll notice that there's so many similarities to their own lives. There was just this one point in each life where things got kicked in a way that couldn't be changed. My hope is people will perhaps outreach a little more or help other people, not label people. Because some of it is letting other people say nasty things and be mean. And I'd like to see some of that go away.
That was local artist Christine McShane speaking with NSPR about her new exhibit featured at the Museum of Northern California Art. The exhibit will be open to the public through this Sunday. And those are your headlines for Friday, March 15th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.